Blog Talk Radio.
Being able to perform self-care depends a lot on financial resources. Having money for purchases of the goods and services required to restore or advance current health conditions, whether on a short-term or long-term basis, along with daily living costs, reduces the stress levels by increasing the time spent on recovery. Due to the fact money determines level of care, many citizens will be left out. With the resources here in America, this should not be the condition. Fortunately, more will receive this care in 2014 because of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. However, we should not be satisfied until every American in the United States receives health care when it's required, a decent living wage, or full disability benefits from employers and auto insurance companies. Here are key facts about the Affordable Care Act from WhiteHouse.gov. Quote, 105 million Americans no longer have lifetime dollar limits on their coverage. More than 17.6 million children with pre-existing conditions can no longer be denied coverage. Private insurers that provide coverage for nearly 174 million Americans must now justify double-digit premium increases, and nearly 76 million Americans are covered by insurers that are now required to spend at least 80% of premium dollars on health care. I have to interject here. I would hope that they would do that also with auto insurance. In fact, most insurance companies, so that the actual benefits are really going to the clients and not the investors. Okay, I'm going on. 360,000 small businesses received tax credits in 2011 to help them pay for health care insurance for an estimated 2 million workers. 54 million Americans now can receive a free preventative service such as cancer screenings through their private insurance plans. You know, I have to say something. Unfortunately, in my opinion, many private insurance plans have focused so much on their investors that they forgot that the first objective was to their clients, which is actually the people who pay them premiums monthly. So somehow, at least in my opinion, we've gotten to the point where we can't see past money. We forget the moral values of the things that we're doing, and we're not really concentrating as much on the people that need the help, and that's why they actually signed up for the plans in the first place. 3.1 million young adults have coverage on parents' plan through age 26. That's still not saying about a lot of students and young adults who actually still are not covered because maybe their parents weren't covered. That's still a lot of kids out there. More than 50,000 Americans with pre-existing conditions have gained coverage through the new pre-existing condition insurance plan. And to me, that's one of the ways in which insurance companies have been able to make money hand and foot is the fact that when no one has a problem, then they want you because they could just keep your premiums. But once people start developing conditions, then they don't necessarily want to pay out. So to me, there's a problem with that when they can choose between the people that they actually help and the ones that they choose not to. But we'll get into that a little bit more here down the road. 3.6 million people receive a 50% discount worth an average of $604 each on brand name prescription drugs after hitting the Medicare donut hole in 2011. Brand prescriptions, or just prescriptions in general, seem to be an issue because they're able to keep those prices high here in the United States, and then they ban people from going to other countries and getting those prescriptions. There's just something wrong about this industry that needs to be changed, especially when you have so many people either having to choose to have the prescriptions or eat, and particularly our seniors and disabled. There's just something wrong, in my opinion, about that condition. More than 32.5 million seniors receive one or more free preventative services. The average person with Medicare will save about $4,200 from 2011 to 2021. That's about over a 10-year span. with the highest prescription cost, will save up to $16,000. A lot of our seniors pay a lot of money for their prescriptions, and some of it actually should be able to go down. So, the newly established Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation, this administration is testing and supporting innovative new healthcare models that can reduce cost and strengthen the quality of healthcare. So far, it has introduced 16 initiatives involving over 50,000 healthcare providers that will touch the lives of Medicare and Medicaid beneficiaries in all 50 states. It's so nice to know that somebody will be looking out for Medicare and Medicaid recipients. Too many, in my opinion, of the poor people, and when I say those retirees and disabled people, people that have lost a spouse, and now the children are also receiving benefits. There's just too many people, and including people that really have private insurance, that are, in my opinion, not getting a lot of the things or being treated with respect and dignity that they need. So let's hope that we're on a way of becoming a better society in helping individuals to take care of themselves. The number of seniors who joined Medicare Advantage plans increased by 17% between 2010 and 2012, while the premiums for such plans dropped by 16%, and the seniors across the nation have a choice of health plans. And to me, that is just so important that people are able to become more participants and not just be herded into where either their employers have developed because sometimes your employer can also be your insurance company, where people have, they've decided that they're going to give you whatever is in best of their interest, and if it's not in their best of interest, they'll make you pay, and then they'll just keep all the premiums for themselves and invest them. So, you know, we just really got to think about how we're doing things, and I don't know what to say about our Congress. I truly hope that you will vote in 214 and 216, and I hope that you'll hold these people's feet to the fire. If they're not working on your behalf, what are they doing there? If they're looking for some other type of job just to be politically active, they need to go and join whatever corporation that they've been supporting or lobbyists that they've been helping out. It's just, to me, problematic. Insurance companies can no longer deny coverage to children because of pre-existing conditions like asthma and diabetes, providing peace of mind for parents of more than 17.6 million children with pre-existing conditions. Starting in 2014, no American can be discriminated against due to pre-existing conditions. And what I want to say about that is it's amazing to me how insurance companies have been able to screen out the things that add cost and primarily focus on things that don't cost them anything and add those extra dollars to their bottom line. There was something definitely not right about the way in which that worked when their clients became second-class citizens and their investors became first-class citizens. That's not how, in my opinion, business should work. Just remember, customers are always supposed to be first, was the last actual rule that I remember. So why all of a sudden that's been taken out of the equation or at least taken a back seat to investors, I'm not sure. In the past, I'm going back, it says, in the past, some people with cancer or other chronic illnesses ran out of insurance coverage because their health insurance expenses reached a dollar limit imposed by their insurance company. Under the health care law, insurers can no longer impose lifetime dollar limits on essential health benefits, and annual limits are being phased out by 2014. And that's more than 105 million Americans. Repeat that. 105 million Americans no longer have lifetime limits thanks to the new law. I wonder how many Americans lost their lives because of not being able to get coverage. Insurance companies can no longer drop your coverage when you get sick due to a mistake you made on your application. In my opinion, this was kind of like really unfortunate because, well, first of all, you know that whenever you're in a contract with an insurance company, they're writing the contract, and unfortunately, they're writing it in their best interest, not in yours. In fact, if I were you, I'd make sure to read the clauses before you get into a car accident, because you want to know what exactly games they're going to possibly play with you if it's not working out on their behalf. And believe me, in my opinion, they've got that part down. But when people make a simple mistake on their application unintentionally and are held accountable for something that either it could be an educational level, it could be just a communication level, or it just can mean the person filling out that application was sick when they did it, and for them to be denied coverage just because of that, to me, is very problematic. But to me, this is another thing, in my opinion, there was a bag of tricks, so to speak, of being able to not honor your claim. So you really need to know exactly, first of all, even in going into these new exchanges, who you're actually going with, what kind of reputation do they have. Fortunately, we'll have better legislation, and not necessarily because of our Congress. They fought this tooth and nail so that people will be treated with more respect and dignity. At least I'm hoping that. I'm staying optimistic until it's shown otherwise. I'm going to go on. In every state, for the first time ever, insurance companies are required to publicly justify their actions if they want to raise rates by 10% or more. In my opinion, I would go down to 5%. I think that right now they're making money hand over foot. The only reason why they're not, you know, just taking off is because of the disasters that have taken in. Maybe that's, you know, God's way of slowing them down. That's supposed to be, I'm being facetious there, but to me, if it wasn't for these acts of God, so to speak, they would be miles and miles ahead of where they are now. Okay. Small businesses have long paid a premium price for health insurance, often 80% or more than larger employers. And to me, I'll go ahead and finish and I'll make my comment. The tax credit will benefit an estimated 2 million workers who get their insurance from an estimated 360,000 small employers who will receive the credit in 2011 alone. In my opinion, this is part of the game that's been set up, unfortunately, and Congress, unfortunately, has a hand in a lot of these things, also like with ERISA, of setting things up so it's against people with the least amount of resources. We used to be a country who really wanted to promote people with the least resources because we wanted those people to be creative and grow and help build our economy. Now it seems like we're not the right side. I want to say tipsy. What is it called? Basing out here. It was something along right side up. There we go. That we're actually right side up now, where the people on the top are getting all the things that should be going to people that are on the bottom, so that they can be lifted up too, and to help build our economy. But unfortunately, for some reason, this is why we need to vote in 214 to change how our systems are currently flipped over, so to speak. I'm going to go on. Insurers are now required to cover a number of recommended preventative services such as cancer, diabetes, and blood pressure screenings without additional cost sharing, such as co-pays or deductibles. Already, 54 million Americans with private health coverage have gotten better preventive services or coverages as a result. And that shows you that only when some insurance companies, not all, we've got some great companies out there who are concerned about the welfare of their clients. But it's great to see that this preventive care for those others are not just an option now, it's something that's being required. Under the law, most young adults who can't get coverage through their jobs can stay on their parents' plans until age 26, a change that has already allowed 3 million young adults to get health care coverage and given their families peace of mind. And that's so very true, but there's so many more children out there whose parents probably were not covered, which means that they were not covered. So it's very important that we actually begin to support those in office that are supporting poor people. And when I say poor people, I keep emphasizing this because there is really no middle class now. You know, it's just poor, and then there's a little less poor. So if we really want a middle class again, and you want to be able to have a basic place to live, and you want to have be able to afford food, and you want to be able to get the necessities to make your life better, you might want to seriously consider not thinking of people as Democrats and Republicans. What you want to consider are people who are telling you the truth, that are doing what they say, that are supporting the country in ways that lift up the entire country and not just 1%. I think the 1% has been lifted up quite a bit in the last 30 years, and it's really time to flip that, like I say, back so that the poor now are able to lift themselves up. And don't be deceived. No one wants handouts. Everyone wants to be a participant. People who are injured, disabled, people who are new, immigrants, just a whole pool of people, straight, gay, you know. I mean, just the range of people just want opportunity, and that happens just to be a lot of 99%ers. Let me go on. Before the law, many Americans with pre-existing conditions were locked or priced out of health insurance market. More than 50,000 Americans with pre-existing conditions have gained coverage through the new pre-existing condition insurance plan. This temporary program makes health care coverage available and more affordable for individuals who are uninsured and have been denied health insurance coverage because of pre-existing conditions. Now listen to this. In 2014, when is that? Next year. In 2014, insurance discriminating against anyone with pre-existing conditions will be illegal. So if you go and you're applying for insurance, or you're doing it through your job and they say, we can't do you, you've got a pre-existing condition, know that the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare does not allow them to do that. Okay? So you have the opportunity to be able to stand up for your rights. Affordable insurance exchanges are one-stop marketplaces where consumers can choose a private health plan, insurance health plan, that fits their health needs. Starting in 2014, which is next year, they will offer to the public the same kinds of insurance choices members of Congress will have. Exchanges will select health plans qualified to offer coverage. This will facilitate consumers' assistance. Exchanges will select health plans qualified to offer coverage, facilitate consumer assistance, shopping, and enrollment, and coordinate eligibility for the exchanges and potential premium assistance. In other words, this one location you'll be able to go to, look at all the plans, decide on ones you want, apply for those plans, and right there in one location. It says already 33 states and the District of Columbia are on their way to building exchanges, having received a total of nearly $670 million in exchange establishment grants. So that's a wonderful thing. If you're in a state that your politicians are holding out and not wanting to do Obamacare to save you money, to get your care, to improve the quality of your care, and to reduce your costs, then do you really want these people back in office if they're not doing what they need to do to make your state better? You might want to look at the person and not the politics. You know, it's really time to get away from all of the outer concerns and actually get in to look at what is really going on and what really matters. And that's the end quote there. A single-payer system, in my opinion, actually, is a fair option for consumers. But this is a step in the right direction. When Americans have the ability to have more control over their health care, and their self-care may provide more options for individuals who have suffered injuries in a car accident. If less costly, the injured will not go without basic necessities, which most do at this time. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this July 27, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is ESTRA, and that's pronounced Estra. So go to Estra's blog tips on Blogger for a listing of all legitimate links. This is your car accident radio show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and communities from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a car wreck. Today's topic will be on you and self-care after a traffic collision. You are in an accident. It is no longer simple tying shoes, changing clothes, or cooking for yourself. In fact, you can hardly get out of bed each day. How unpleasant. Taking things one day at a time is important. Stay positive through obstacles. Remember, you are the most important person in this recovery. Trust yourself and continue to find ways to improve your health, conditions, and your life. Also in the program today is personal injury in the news, providing comments on events, holidays of the coming week, my commentary on you and self-care after a car accident, and last but not least, discussion on articles related to our topic. Depending on your circumstances, self-care options may be plenty or a few. The key is to use whatever is available. I hope that talking with professionals who deals with your specific types of issues provide referrals and learning opportunities. Other wonderful resources are libraries and internet searches on current updates. Personal sparks of creative ideas for life improvements are also helpful. Sometimes it's easy to forget information or to actually get information overload. So pick out a few regular locations to check for information or rotate options as time allows. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discretion. Dial 718-766-4385 if you have self-care ideas to be a part of the show today. Again, that number is 718-766-4385. Our after the show number has changed. If calling, place your comments on Talking About You with Estra on Facebook or tweet at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave your comments. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Block Talk Radio or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Other notable mentions this week include Parents Day, July 28th. Wikipedia.org actually has a statement saying, quote, "In the United States, Parents Day is held on the fourth Sunday of every July. This was established in 1994 when President Bill Clinton signed a congressional resolution into law for recognizing, uplifting, and supporting the role of parents in the rearing of children. The bill was introduced by Republican Senator Trent Lott. It was supported by members of the Unification Church, which also celebrates a holiday called Parents' Day, although on a different date. United States Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has said, replacing Mother's Day and Father's Day with a Parents' Day should be considered as an observance more consistent with the policy of minimizing traditional sex-based differences in parental roles," end quote. And let's thank Wikipedia for their insight. And right now they are having a fundraiser in order to keep their site free of ads and independent. So whatever you can give, whether it's $3, whether it's $100, whatever you're able to give, please support this valuable site. Thank you. Also, we've got information from timeanddatestamp.com on Parents' Day, and it goes, quote, "Parents, figures in the United States receive the recognition for the role they play in their children's lives on Parents' Day. The day aims to promote responsible parenting and to recognize positive parental role models. It celebrates the special bonds of love between parental figures and their children. Parents' Day promotes the message that the role of what parents have is important to human development, which requires investment, focus, commitment, resolution. Parents' Day is established for recognizing, uplifting, and supporting the role of parents in rearing their children," end quote. You know, many parents sacrifice daily in order for their children's needs to be met. They do not complain, seeing this as their responsibility. This is a great day to express to parents your appreciation for all the things they have done on your behalf. It's typically only when one becomes a parent you see the sacrifices as an adult. An awareness of what is truly taking place is involved. Caring parents in the lives of their children. To all parents, thanks for taking care of the next generation. It is the most important job there is for the future. Now for our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers, unless of course it's from Astro's Blog Tips. From time to time, I'll be stopping to take a moment to comment on this section. Our first personal injury in the news comes from the BaltimoreSun.com, and the title of the article was Woman Released from Hospital After Accident That Sent Car Plunging Off Bay Bridge. And it's by Jean Marbella. And I'd like to make some comments before making a bit of a quote from the article. You know, it's how can you actually prepare for something like this? I mean, most people don't carry life preserves in their cars, and if they do, they don't expect to need it while driving on a bridge. Most car wrecks happen with very little notice, if any. The key is to be able to think on your feet, to stay calm and look for options. Never give up hope. The link up to this article can be found on Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. And now for a couple of quotes. A 22-year-old woman whose car was struck on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and sent into the waters below has been discharged from the Maryland Shock Trauma Center. The woman, who has not been identified, suffered what was to believe non-threatening life injuries from Friday night when a tractor trailer hit her car, sending it over the bridge railing and into the water near the eastbound start of the span, transportation and fire officials said. Now that is definitely in quote. I just wanted to give you an example of what the article is about. Now that's, you know, that's got to be the shock of your life, is to be driving along, you get hit by a vehicle and away you go into the water, a tractor trailer in fact. She's probably got some trauma that she's not going to forget for a while. But, you know, we all have the ability to heal and recover, to share our stories with others and make it better for the next person who's experienced perhaps a similar type of trauma. So make sure that you actually go in and take a look at that on my Facebook page. Our second personal injury in the news comes from King5.com. And the title of the article is Tacoma's Miss Wheelchair, America Calls Disability a Gift. And it's by Drew Michelson. You know, traditional views and expectations are changing for women, people of color, those with disability, immigrants, LGBT community. And it's overdue. People like Jennifer Adams and others who step out of their comfort zone and share their possibilities with others, who may then see them as a path to becoming and doing things that enrich not only their lives, but all of us. Thank you, Jennifer. And thank you, Drew Michelson, for noticing. Here's a quick quote from the article. Jennifer Adams always felt she was destined to use her disability for something good. Adams from Tacoma, that's Tacoma, Washington, here, this is the next major city outside of Seattle, said earning the title of Miss Wheelchair America will enable her to do just that. I believe my limitations are a gift. Adams was born at Tacoma General Hospital without any limbs. She grew up in Tacoma and Lewis County and was teased and bullied. How many times have we heard that? That's really, I have to have my pet peeve in here. That has got to stop. And the only way, in my opinion, it's going to stop is when people begin to identify people with themselves and understanding that everyone is the same, whether they're actually female, whether they're people of color, whether they're people with disabilities, whether they're immigrants, whether they're the LGBT community, whatever the case may be, we really are the same. And when our society decides it is better to acknowledge who we are than what somebody else can make off of a buck of how we look or what we say, all of those pretentious things can fade away. And it's so great to see now more and more today's generations are calling for realness and being able to just see people who they are and respect those ideas. So I'm going to go on. But that definitely was a pet peeve. I'll give you one more quote she has here. She says, "You have a choice every day as to whether your words are going to be positive and build people up or negative and tear them down," said Adams. And that's definitely well said. So go out to Talking About You with Esther on Facebook and take a look at this article. I think it'll be a great encouragement. Just ask Jennifer Adams. "Embracing you and your dreams builds a future one cannot imagine until taking this step. When injury comes your way, realize there are many who have traveled the same road as you and lived to remake their lives into something more wonderful than imagined." Way to go, Jennifer Adams. Now for our third personal injury in the news, and it comes from NBCNewYork.com. And it says, 6 hurt in 2-truck car crash on Veronzo Bridge. So, you know, again, most people do not think about being in a traffic collision on a bridge. And there is a good reason for it. I mean, it's not a pleasant thought. However, many have experienced it. And when it happens, it typically impacts other drivers. You know, as you're driving today, make emergency plans in case the unexpected happens to you on a typical route that you take to and from common destinations. It's always better to have a plan in advance and hope it's not used rather than to need one, having no answers or idea at critical moments. Be informed and prepared as possible. And here's a couple quotes from this article. It says, 6 people were hurt in a collision between 2 trucks on the Veronzo Narrows Bridge Monday morning, authorities said. 2 of the victims suffered serious but not life-threatening injuries, fire officials said. The other 4 had minor injuries. You know, end quote. This is amazing that you have 2 bridge accidents, and on either bridge, no one lost their life. You know, that's such a great gift to have them still here. I'm sure that their family and friends are very pleased about that. And it's really important to remember that, you know, every day is a gift, so make sure that you use it to the max of what you can get, because there aren't any guarantees in this world or in this life. And it's only in those times when reality hits that we think about all the things that we could do or should have done or wanted to do. So don't make that your legacy. Get out there and do what you can and make your life what you want it to be, whether abled or disabled. It will happen if you don't give up. Again, comments on the articles reviewed today are my opinions and have no association with the writers, unless, of course, it is from Esther's Blog Tips. And I'll be making comments through the articles here. So our first article relating to our topic today comes from Motley Fool. And the title of the article is, "What Will Your Social Security Check Buy You?" It's by Chuck Saletta. And, you know, it's nice to read an article which reflects the typical life of a person with a disability who relies primarily on Social Security disability. This article shows living this way is no picnic. And many endure immense suffering physically, emotionally, financially, or some combination. Our society needs compassion, empathy, and understanding by learning to walk in these shoes or the impact of these challenges. In order for car accident victims to be able to care for themselves, they need the resources and health care to do it. When many disabled have to choose between basic life options, the comeback for many is tumultuous. Any support given to this sector, in my opinion, will help to improve their lives. Everyone has dreams and an opportunity to remake one's goals or reassert old ones is a personal decision that should be available to everyone. Below are a few quotes from this article. Make sure to click on the link at Talking About You with Esther on Facebook to read it. Quote, the average Social Security check to a retired currently sits at $1,267.55. That works out around $15,210.60 per year, or around $7.61 per hour for a full-time 2,000-hour-per-year job. For comparison, the minimum wage in the retired haven of Florida currently sits at $7.79 per hour. In other words, if your vision of retirement involves living in the Sunshine State, your Social Security check may very well get you in the neighborhood of a lifestyle enjoyed by minimum wage employees. And I just want to stop here because the actual amount for people who are disabled is approximately $100 less, so there it's around $1,100 a month. So when you're looking at what can somebody who is injured or retired do on this amount of income to live, these articles and people you hear talking about how people are living the, you know, the life of luxury and doing all these things, well, you know, that's not really how it is for most people who are getting disability or are retired, have retired and getting their Social Security. So for, in their example, which I wanted to mention here, it says Social Security benefits are about $1,200.67. Let's just use those. And there's a Medicare Part A, and most there's no charge for that. But Medicare Part B, there is a charge for that. That's $104.90. And that's actually just to be able to go to the doctor's section that you pay for. And then you have a medical care Part C, which is a prescription care, which they have at $65.87, which to me, most of the ones I've seen average $100, $150, which is a great deal more. And particularly if it's maybe it's because a person with disabilities is going to have to. And actually most people who are retired have higher medical costs too. So, you know, from my perspective, that leaves about approximately $1,000 a month for a person with a disability to be able to live off of. And in my opinion, how much would $1,000 a month get you? What could you cover your housing, your food, actually purchasing your prescriptions and the cost of those, you know, gas, car, you know, anything that would come up? Is that enough to live off of? In my opinion, for most people, it's not, you know. It's really sad. In fact, they're actually trying to live off of less than minimum wage. And on top of this, which bothers me, is that auto insurance companies and employers basically are able to get away in some cases and not paying either. They're denying claims or they're actually paying less than 20 or about 20% of what the actual disability is benefits that they should be paying is what they're paying, and the impact that it's having on people with disabilities is tremendous. I hope that someone will actually consider that 80-20 rule for both employers for disability claims and also auto insurance companies that are working with people who've been in car accidents, because something truly needs to change. And we can do the ERISA reform too. That would be a major reformer of some of the hurdles that people are experiencing. So in this Motley Fool's article, also talks about some ideas about where you could go and invest your money and try to build your nest egg. I don't think that I have to remind you about the stock market crash we just recently have. If you've forgotten, your memory is definitely way too short. You might want to improve it or carry some cue cards or something, because a lot of people lost a lot of their pensions and a lot of jobs. I mean, there's been so much lost in that whole process. We're still not recovered, especially the 99% from what has been taken. The 1%, of course, has made their money back in part of ours, in my opinion. So Motley Fool, I've followed them for several years. I do review and listen to their advice, and it's definitely worth going out and looking. But as in any time that you're going to invest money anywhere, you need to make sure that you're comfortable with what you're doing with your money. But it's a great article, and I really appreciate Motley Fool showing just how impossible it is to live off of just a Social Security disability or Social Security retirement. And if you have other places that should be paying you, the pensions, they should be coming in. And as I don't know if you've noticed in this last weekend, Detroit is worried because the city is concerned about them not having a pension if they go bankrupt and not being taken. And from my understanding, in past generations, pensions were off limits. So how all of a sudden our pensions are becoming to be in jeopardy, we really want to pay attention to. I think that we really want to have people who are legislating our laws who are more concerned about what's happening with the citizens, the average daily citizens, than their corporate profits. And until we have that, in my opinion, our country's not going to turn around. And the only way that's going to happen is if you vote 214, 216. And you don't vote by who you think or by party. You vote for people who are really going to put the USA first and not themselves, and not 1%. I think the 1%'s definitely got more than their fair share at this point. So go out, take a look at this. On the actual link is out on Talking About You with Esther on Facebook. It's a great article to read, and it definitely shows how trying to stretch that Social Security disability payment or retirement is just very difficult for most people. Now for my commentary on you and self-care after a traffic collision. You know, self-care is such an important aspect in recovery. A plan which allows individuals to improve their health one day at a time, thus seeing progress is an encouragement to continue until reaching a recovered state or a vast improvement. Resources help tremendously in this effort, yet with or without it, one must make the decision to care for oneself by doing whatever is possible. You matter. Your life is worthwhile and deserves the opportunity to reach its potential. This requires you never to give up, to stay focused, and to build a plan that works for you. Each plan will be unique to your goals and desires. You can build it, and you will move forward. There is a life journey out there with your name on it. Take a hold of it today, because time is a commodity one cannot get back. Don't waste it on the past. Take charge of your future. Work with what you have right now, and take it to the next level of hope and encouragement, not only for yourself, but to others in similar circumstances. You can make a difference in your life and others. Both are counting on you to get better, be your best advocate, and learn from your experiences. Well, that's a wrap for our show today. Thanks for sharing part of your day with me. Remember to like Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook while looking at today's links. We want to extend a special thank you to AudacityInternetArchive.org, Force M, I Think I, Just As I Am, Blue Mitchell, Dotka, and Jamendo, along with the articles that we talked about today that made our time more interesting. I'll see you next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra, or on YouTube under Estra's TV, user Estra's Blog. Information contained on Talking About You with Esther
is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed Esther's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking about you with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.